Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're back with more of Sabres Live. Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Can't wait for Friday, game one of the NLL Finals in Banditland. And we are gearing up, and we want you to stop by the Delta Sonic on Walden Avenue and get your free lawn sign during this drive-through event, which is today only between 4:30 and 6:30 p.m. Select players will be in attendance, racks as well. And we can't wait. The best of three starts Friday night in Banditland. Connor Farrell of the Bandits is with us now as he gets set for this finals clash with Saskatchewan. Connor, how are you?
Great. How are you? Thanks
awesome.
For having me.
This is
fan favorite Connor Farrell, by the way. It's not just
isn't,
like it's fan favorite
in Banditland. Come on, man.
I know. But here you, Connor, I'll tell you this. The crowd has gotten to love everything you do. You bring the energy. How does that feel when you get that response from Banditland and the fans just loving your antics out there and everything that you do?
It's unbelievable. From the first game I played after the season last year, they had my back, and I feed off that energy. I love it. I feed off it.
Connor, what did you think you were walking into when you joined the Bandits?
I really didn't know much about box lacrosse, really, because it was like my first like gig with them. I'd never played before. I knew that Buffalo was an unbelievable place to play, and like my expectations were high. But like my first game running out of that tunnel and then seeing a sold out crowd, my jaw dropped. I was in complete awe.
So how is this difference from, you know, field lacrosse, and especially when you did the face-offs? Is there a different approach to it to be able to, you know, kind of see what everybody's doing?
Oh, yeah. So from field lacrosse, boxes, it's like a complete wrestling match down there. So you'll get tie-ups. I had a few tie-ups this year where they go for a minute long, and your forearms are burning. You're just fighting for the ball. People are just slashing your legs while you're battling it down in there. But I love it. It's like a little wrestling match.
And then, so for those that don't watch the field game, how would you describe the field face-off process?
The field's so much bigger. You have, like, you can pop it out, and there's, like, the wing guys are directly behind in front of me in box, and then in field, they're coming from the sides, and they're further away. In box, they're right on you within 2 seconds. So the difference from the wings getting to you faster, I'd say, is a big part of it.
Did you do field on real grass or on turf? Because I think there's a big difference with that too, doing real grass and then doing turf, obviously, when it comes to box lacrosse.
In field, it was a mixture of both. It was both grass and turf.
Yeah, I mean, I would think that turf gets a little bit more rug burns, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You are like, this is kind of beyond playing these games in Banditland and beyond. I mean, this is, you teach this, right?
Yep. Yeah, so I do this all year long. So I'm in actually my own facility right now. So I train anywhere from you being in third grade all the way up until seniors in college. It's funny, actually, the other face-off guy that I'm versing in the finals this year, I actually trained him since he's been like a freshman in high school. So it's a pretty cool experience, and I'm proud of him to see where he's gone And then like, it's like a Mr. Miyagi versus Daniel's son, something like that.
Yeah, but you know, Mr. Miyagi would win. That's the thing. Like, he has extra tricks. Like, you know, so is there some tricks that maybe we've never seen that we may see in the finals?
We'll see Friday night.
Yeah, exactly. What, I mean, Marty said it. You have this legendary status already in Bandit Land. The fans love you. When did you see that starting to develop, and the nickname and the cutouts and the hats and everything? Like, take us through like how this feels being you and seeing and feeling all of this.
I love it. I really didn't know what to expect because like I never played boxes before. I didn't know how I was going to do or how like the people in Buffalo like me and stuff like that. But I just took the opportunity and ran with it. I love it. So like anyone ever asked me for an autograph and stuff, I'll stay as long as I can. Like I had an autograph signing a few months ago and it went like an hour over because I wanted to make sure I hit every single guy there. I love it.
That is great. Now you have scored a couple of goals, like, you know, goals, and you've gotten that opportunity. When you battle for the face-off and you get the ball and then you're like, ooh, I could keep going. Is the adrenaline pumping even more? Like, do you just kick it in the gear thinking like I have a chance to make something happen here?
My number one thing is I'm really looking for Josh Dane. Those are two guys I'm really looking for. I'm trying to get the ball out of my stick to them. But if I see an opening and if JT gives me the green light, I'll take it and run. Doesn't happen. I don't get the green light often, but if I get it every once in a while, I'll try and go for it.
What else do you get from the coaching staff in those moments? I mean, we always talk about just how split second everything is. I mean, how aware, how much are you hearing anything from the bench after a face-off is, you know, kind of unfolded and there might be opportunities either way?
Yeah, so like it's so quick. It's all like reaction, like muscle memory and stuff like that in the face-off. But like we'll make a few adjustments mid-games, just determine what the other team's doing and see if we could adjust, maybe go 2-2, like two guys in front, two guys back, or three in the back, one forward. So we'll make mid-game adjustments like that.
Now, you mentioned JT and giving you the red light or green light. We had Nick Weiss on last week, and he had a breakaway, and he was saying the same thing. He says, when I think I have a chance, I look over to the bench, and I see if JT tells me to slow down or if I can go. Have you had moments where you've come back to the bench, and JT's like, I told you to go, man. You keep going.
Nah, he usually wants me to pass the ball to Josh Dane. They're better at putting it back in net than me. I just get those guys the ball.
So have you had the moments where it's the opposite? You went and you came back to the bench and JT was like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah, I think that's happened once this year.
Can you give us a little background, Connor, on just your path to here? Obviously, it's exclusively the field game, but like, where did you grow up? Where was high school, college, and who approached you to bring you into Bandit Land?
Yeah, so I grew up on Long Island, New York. Went to St. Jimmy's High School, football, wrestling, lacrosse, three-sport athlete. Went to college on a scholarship for football. Didn't really want to play lacrosse anymore. I didn't really like the sport. I hated it. And I lost a bet to my roommate. So that's how I ended up playing lacrosse. He's still trying to get half my paycheck to this day. But so I ended up playing both, all through high school. And I mean, all through college. And I got into the field league. Been 6 years of that. And then I was with San Diego, then Rochester in box, but like nothing ever worked out. I never got to play because like my wedding and honeymoon, stuff like that. And then I got released by Rochester because I got injured in the field league last year. Mm-hmm. And I got released by them. And then I started emailing Chugger at GM. I was like, hey, I'm available. I'm healthy. I'm ready to go. If you guys need a face-off guy. Took a few weeks. And then he finally answered saying, yeah, we'll love to bring you in. And here I am.
Were you always a face-off guy, like from the early age? When did you say, okay, now I'm focusing strictly on face-offs?
I was always a face-off guy, but I would stay on the field too all through high school. But once I got to college is when I became like a true, like just face-off guy.
Why did you start disliking the game?
I don't know. I guess maybe some coaches like ruin it for you growing up.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was more football. Like I was a middle linebacker. I love just smashing skulls and just like leveling people and stuff like that. So that was my favorite, and I just fell in love with football. But
has Bill's Mafia welcomed you in? Is that the new, like, because if you're in Long Island, you got your choices over there, Giants and Jets and others. So have you transitioned over to Bill's Mafia?
I'm pretty close. I'm pretty close.
Pretty close?
That's a no.
That's a when I get to Buffalo, I am. But when I'm back home with my buddies, maybe not so much.
I'm rocking some Bills hats.
That's amazing. Well, we know that you have extensive insider info on the face-off matchup in this NLL Finals. But give us an overview of what you and your Bandits are up against in the Saskatchewan Rush.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, the Rush are a great team. You see, they've done well all year long. They've had a great playoffs as well. I've played with a few guys on that team, like Messenger in the field league. Yeah. They're a hard-working team, and they're definitely going to give us a good battle. But I think we got what it takes.
Ever been to Saskatchewan before?
During the season, it was my first time. I really had no idea what to expect. I thought it was going to be like dog sleds everywhere, but it was like a city. I had no idea. I heard that you could see your dog run away for a week.
Saskatoon is a cool town, and I'm sure they'll be loud. Not as loud as Bandit Land, but I'm sure they'll be loud over there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Many a country song has been inspired by and written in the province of Saskatchewan, for sure. Connor, thank you for today, and best of luck in the finals.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Connor Farrell, face-off specialist, incredible character. Isn't it amazing, Marty, when you think of the path? I mean, you've lived it. You've seen guys come in, make their way into professional sports. The journey is never the same from one player to the next. And to think Connor Farrell was not really on the radar, and then his persistence and desire to offer up what he can, and now he's right here for game one of the final again. I mean, he's a champion already from his limited time last year with the Bandits, and now game one of this year's final happens in Bandit Land on Friday, game two in Saskatoon on Sunday. If necessary, third and deciding game would be a week from this Saturday, and that would be a 4:30 start in Bandit Land against the Rush. But the journey is something, isn't it?
The journey is amazing. What a story to say I didn't want to play lacrosse anymore. I went to college, and I was all fired up with, you know, being a football player, and then I lost a bet in my roommate, and, you know, I played, and then he wasn't playing box lacrosse. He was playing field and got injured, and like he said, he had a couple of teams that he was going to go to, didn't happen, wedding, honeymoon, whatever. And then he comes to Buffalo and becomes this fixture. Like, he is a part of a team that could not only, you know, win another championship, three-peat, and all of that with it. And he's a fan favorite. Like he said, like he didn't know what to expect. And the buzz when he first came out of the tunnel and onto the field and everything. It's amazing. I love those stories because everybody's got a different path. And there's kids that are like, you know what? you know, when, especially in hockey for me, like they're like, I didn't play AAA when I was 10 years old, so I can't play college hockey or I can't play junior hockey. No, that's not how it works. Yeah. Sometimes you just get yourself back into a place where you want to be. You work hard. Maybe you're training with younger players and then you're going to see them later. It's amazing. So I love that story by Connor.
You know, and not to be lost in it, because it's a really significant statement. And I think sometimes in life, depending on the tone of a message, you don't hear it the same way. But, you know, he suggested that sometimes coaches can kind of wreck it for you, right? And this is important for kids, especially in all sports. It's important to communicate that you might not be enjoying the experience so that others can be assigned. This is so hard when you're young, yeah, right? Because you don't know any better. But it's also from an adult standpoint, like have the awareness to be dialed in, make sure your kids are actually enjoying the game and don't keep forcing it if they're not enjoying the game. Like there's a lot of components here at play. And it really resonated for me when he said that, because boy, oh boy, there can be some tough moments where people that you're seeing in a leadership position can make things very uncomfortable for you.
It can be tough, especially at the high school level. And it seems like it was, you know, like after high school that he's like, I don't want to play anymore. And
yeah,
because when you get to the high school level in some sports, I don't want to say parents are not as involved anymore, but it become more like, okay, you're separated from, you know, the little leagues or, you know, the youth sports, and it's not the same. And it can become a bad situation where you have a bad relationship with a coach or not, and you have to find your way to navigate through that. And you need your support system. I mean, I've told that story many times, but, and I would see this guy right now, I would shake his hand, I would have a great time, we'd go to lunch, have a couple of beers, it would be fine. But I had an awful, awful relationship, player-coach relationship with Alain Vigneault. And that started when I was 18 years old in juniors. And then, whoops, I got traded to another team. It wasn't going well. And then the NHL, my last year at the Rangers, he gets hired. And after a month, I'm like, I'm done. Like, but like I was an adult. Imagine a kid dealing with that stuff, right? Yeah. It's hard. So, yeah. Good old Gant.
This is
good old Gant.
Yeah, I know. This isn't to paint it as all on a coach's shoulders either.
No.
Like, there are conflicting feelings and approaches to things, and that's just life. But I just
Lindy was like that for me. Lindy was hard on me, but Lindy wanted me to be like working harder. He could see, yeah. And at the time I didn't realize it. And then I got, you know, an opportunity. I went to Philly and I was a starter. And then I'm like, oh, yeah. I know what Lindy was trying to do then, because he wanted me to take the next step and push, right? But at the time I didn't recognize it. So that was on me. That one was on me, not recognizing it.
Is producer Jeff stringing us along with the latest info in the chat?
No, I saw it on the social media as well. Norway was down 5-1 to the Americans at the World Championship. Tate Thompson, by the way, scored a goal earlier in the game. I think it made it 3-1.
Two of them,
and they scored with the goalie pulled with a minute left in the game to tie it at 5. So yes, it's an OT right now. So Norway, after U.S. lost to Switzerland 3-0 last game, uh-huh, now they had a 5-1 lead, and it's tied 5-5 going to OT.
Okay, and filing in under things I didn't know, and I kind of know, but I still don't. Like, are you with us in the final segment today, or are you?
No, I have to run. I actually, I'm going to have to run, so you'll be doing the last segment, but you know what?
What?
Give you, like, Darren Dreger just put a nice update on the Vancouver Canucks coaching position. So
that's a tease
for you. The Flyers have maybe some news in their coaching position. So there's a whole coaching segment, a 2-minute segment coming up from you, Duffer.
Two minutes or less, Marty. Enjoy the break. We'll probably see you tomorrow. We're back after this on Sabres Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want.
you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.